Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, what have you, whatever time of day it is. I want you to know. I'm Lynn Ferguson and I approve this message. Welcome to Lynn's Bins, a show dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world and music. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show. And today, Lynn's Bins brings you special broadcast about her favorite Disney princess, Ariel. It's part two of Ariel, A Black Tale. I want to get into some of the more recent discourse that has been presented over TikTok and all kinds of social media platforms regarding the upcoming film in 2023 that'll be released May 26th, The Little Mermaid live action remake starring Halle Bailey, a Black girl. And the best girl for the job. But other people don't seem to think so. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit back, relax, grab a snack, and let's jump in Lynn's Bins. But first, a word from our sponsor. So I just got off the phone with my attorney. I know what 27-year-old has an attorney on retainer, but I digress. I know my rights, and I'm not afraid to use them. But I just got off the phone with my attorney, and he was basically letting me know that, you know, giving me some details about my cases and things like that that I'm looking into. And at the end of the phone call, I let him know, in light of the trailer release for the 2023 film The Little Mermaid starring Halle Bailey. I asked him if he had a daughter. He said he had a 12-year-old. I said, hey, you might want to watch this with your daughter. I did covers of Poor Unfortunate Souls and, you know, by Ursula's character, Pat Carroll, and Part of Your World, originally by Jodie Benson, Ariel's character, and who played Ariel's character. And he gave me this weird reason for why his girl, who is apparently autistic, she's 12, would not relate. And I was completely taken aback, but I handled it, you know, like a G, took it in stride, and I did not make a fuss about it. I did call it out, like, being a bit confusing, but, you know, I left with that. And it's just crazy because it's just like, people are so upset. Like, he literally said that she would not be able to connect. Now, maybe I'm missing something about autism. I don't know enough. That's fair. That's fair. But to my knowledge, autism doesn't prevent you from being able to enjoy a song from someone who might be your favorite Disney princess, especially when it's done justice. Whatever. But it just is crazy because I was literally just about to do a podcast episode about, you know, Ariel, A Black Tale Part 2, you know, basically getting into a lot of the whitewash or whitelash and you know, anger that people are feeling, the discourse that's been presented by, you know, just from this trailer dropping for the upcoming film. It's beyond ridiculous that people can't get it in their minds that her race has nothing to do with the story. And if anything, making her Black makes her race actually one with the story, which is one of the main reasons that this decision makes so much sense, you know, so much sense. Black women have been discriminated against for the longest and not recognized for what we contribute. And all we want and have ever wanted is to be a part of your world. I had to throw that in there. But all we've ever wanted is to be treated like human beings with respect and equity. Equality is the key, you know? But people are really upset. They have clamor to the streets with, and the gates of Disney with pitchforks and torches. For what reason? Why? Why are we upset? Are we really this maddened, incensed by a beautiful Black woman who literally is the epitome of Ariel in real life to play the role? I don't understand. I'm frankly not getting it. It's nonsensical to me. So here we are, and we've got videos like this, white guy with ginger hair, basically claiming that there's some kind of Black over white redhead replacement. And he didn't say white redheads, but he did say that there's a redhead replacement going on where they're casting Black people in the place of these white redheads. Number one, I do believe Annie came out in 1982. The musical came out in 77, and it featured a blonde girl playing Annie, if I'm not mistaken, So if anything, there was a blonde wash going on. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And Annie is a 1981 American musical comedy drama film based on the 1977 Broadway musical of the same name by Charles Strauss, Martin Charnin, and Tom and Meehan, which in turn, on the Little Orphan Annie comic strip, is based on the Little Orphan Annie comic strip created by Harold Gray. So it started off as a comic strip, then it was a musical starring a blonde woman, and then it became a redheaded, a blonde girl. Then it became a redheaded situation, and now they've redone it as a Black girl. Like, what's the problem? I'm not understanding. It makes no sense. Now, I will say that Little Annie, the original comics, she was a redheaded girl, So I don't know what happened with the play, or why the musical shows a blonde chick, at least on the cover, but that's a whole nother story, And it really goes into this story because it just shows how interchangeable blonde and red hair are at this point in this day and age. This is not the Middle Ages, People are not putting you in camps because you have red hair, Yes, gingers face more discrimination than the average white person. So we're supposed to feel sorry for white people because they face more discrimination than other white people? If that were the case, then Jewish people would fit into that category as well. Yet they're still collecting a check. So I'm not feeling too bad for them. I'm still worried about the Black plight. But it's just crazy. It's absolutely beyond ridiculous. The dude was like, number one, Black people can be redheads too. So it's not, redheads are not being replaced with Black people. You named two situations, one of which isn't even a person at all. I see you didn't mention Jean from X-Men. I see you didn't mention Lady Sansa from Game of Thrones, or that she played Jean in the remake of X-Men. I see you also neglected to mention Jessica Rabbit. Although, they haven't really come back and redone Jessica Rabbit. You also didn't mention Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson. When honestly, a lot of these people are not even naturally redheads. You didn't mention Poison Ivy. who I'm going to be this year for Halloween, Uma Thurman, these people were not naturally redheaded women. Even Mary Jane in the original Spider-Man was not, you know, Kirsten Dunst is not originally a redhead, I don't believe. And then you've got, like, the original Batman. The first woman to play Batman, I'm fairly certain, Catwoman, I'm fairly certain it's a redhead woman, a woman with red hair. Yeah, Julie Newmar is a red-haired woman, you know? She got away with being, you know, seen as like a brunette, but she had originally had red hair, you know? So it's just crazy because it's just like, I mean, what are we talking about? Like, you're upset because she's not white. That's what it is. And I get it. Arguably, Ariel is the most iconic Disney princess, and we got her. I feel your pain, Gonzo. But I've got a paper cut that's a doozy. You feel my pain too? It pales in comparison. It pales in comparison to the lack of representation for anybody else who's not white. You all literally own the entire sphere of the entire realm of fantasy, and you want to keep it that way. So you're upset when we come up with amazing new renditions. It's crazy. It's why people are upset with The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. I hated the Hobbit trilogy. I love the original Hobbit. I love the original Lord of the Rings and the original Return of the King cartoons in the 70s and the 80s. I love the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And I absolutely love the Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. I've seen the first 2.5 episodes and they're epic. But people are really upset because there are black people in the cast. Oh my gosh. There's a black elf with a British accent who looks better than Orlando Bloom did. There are black hobbits. And honestly, I'll be honest, it looks like there are more black hobbits than anybody else. Or at least black and biracial. Combined. It's crazy. And I consider biracial people to be black if they're mixed with black. Just like most people do. But it's just crazy, you know? It's just like, I know you're pissed. You're pissed as hell. A black woman no can play Ariel. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm gonna see Halle Bailey. Be mad if you want to, but you know what? We're all a little mad here, as my friend the Mad Hatter likes to say. We're all a bit mad here. You know, making these disingenuous arguments, the guy went on to claim that because she lives at the bottom of the ocean, the depths of the ocean, she'd be white. She'd be white because she lives at the depths of the ocean. No, she wouldn't be anything. She wouldn't even be human, let alone a white girl with red hair. She wouldn't have hair. Her skin, if she even had skin, would be scaly. Possibly a bluish, greenish color, or translucent. You might see her organs, as one TikToker who dismissed the guy's claim said. You know, it's just crazy. It's absolutely insane. Racism. And don't get me wrong, I know how it feels to have your precious icon stolen from you who looked like you. Even though I don't know how Ariel looked like this white dude, but and how he related to her, but whatever. But I felt the same way, you know? When Gods of Egypt came out as a total slap in the face to The Prince of Egypt. Soundtrack with Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. You know? I felt the same way when the film about the Stonewall Riots came out and all of the like Black and Latino original, you know, people involved were whitewashed. I felt exactly the same way when Princess Tiana was whitewashed and turned into a biracial chick in the Wreck-It Ralph movie that was coming out with all the princesses in it. Just a couple years or a few years after The Princess and the Frog, the first official Black Disney came out, where she was a frog the whole movie. You thought I didn't peep it, Disney. Yet Disney owes us a lot. You can't change Pocahontas. You can't change Tiana to make them about a white girl. You can't change Moana to make it about a white girl. Pocahontas, Mulan. Why? Because in most of these cases, I'd say excluding Mulan, it wasn't just, and maybe excluding Moana, it wasn't just that they were there, that they had to be the race that they were that made the story. It was that they were not white. Tiana did not get the loan, not because she was a woman, not because she was Black. Or excuse me, it's because she was Black. But more specifically, it's because she's not white. Pocahontas, the things that happened to her, happened because she was not white. I believe she was stolen off and whisked away at the tender age of 11 or 12 to Europe by some white man who raped her and illegitimately married her and forced her to have his two daughters. And I think they died as well, all of syphilis. So he gave her STDs, both spiritual and sexual. And if you get that, I love you. If you get the reference. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know? How people can see it and feel it so true when it's them, but when it's us, why the fuss? Baby, please. So, henceforth, I'm just gonna start asking, why the fuss? You know, grow up. Grow up or throw up.